What's going on, everybody? It's your host, Gerald Saltkill, here with your TNT Sports Show, a Couch Couch production. Back again with my co-host, John Edmondson.
What's up?
Here to talk about your Titans. It's finally week one, John.
Excited, super excited. Football that matters.
I can't wait for the game this Sunday. I cannot wait. Tailgating early, going to be out there at noon. Bring on the Vikings, baby.
Week one, let's get it.
So the biggest thing that's happened since we come back is obviously the roster moves. We got a 53-man roster.
Yep.
We got it set. What's your thoughts?
Not a ton of surprises. When it comes down to it, not a ton of surprises. It was the same. It was the guys you thought were going to make it. Like, we knew Hunter was going to be gone, Bishop was going to be gone, Dex was going to be gone.
Well, you didn't know Bishop was going to be gone.
Well, I didn't know, but we all had an inkling that that was going to happen.
Eh.
And so no real surprises. The biggest surprise, honestly, was when they cut Trey after one day and brought back Mark Mariani. That was the biggest surprise of the 53, I think.
I would agree with that. I would agree, especially keeping Trey and getting rid of, you know, again, a project, but a Justin Hunter, air quotes on that. I mean, again, we talked about it last week, still has downfield threat, but at the same time.
Well, that's what I don't get, is if you kept Trey to kind of be your speedier guy, why bring in Mark Mariani? He's not, Mark will never play on offense.
Oh, no, absolutely not. He won't play a snap by any means. But let's just go down the roster. We'll start with QBs. No surprises there. We got our boy Marcus, number one. Number two is the same as always.
They kept three, though, which is weird.
I'm pretty sure they'll deactivate Taney.
Yeah, he won't be active, but still, he's on the 53.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yep.
So my thing is, why carry three if you're going to be one inactive all the time? Like, why even have that? Why have a third quarterback at all? I mean, 53, why not have another special teams guy, another defensive back, or another lineman for emergency purposes?
Maybe you think Taney is going to get picked up by somebody.
But who cares if Taney gets picked up by somebody? That's my point.
Maybe the Titans brass does. I mean, that's my only reasoning for you. That's my only option that I can think of.
So the way I looked at it was like, so basically, Taney is like the 53rd guy. Like, when they need somebody else, Taney's going to be the first one out the door, I think.
Well, I would completely agree with that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let, yeah, absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they think that Mariota's going to get injured. You know, had it. Was injury prone per se. Still played in a couple, I mean, a good amount of games.
But, he was hurt two or three times last year. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, played in 11, 12 games last year. So, but yeah, he was still hurt. No, I completely agree with you. So maybe that's why they kept Taney. That's the only thing I can think of. Running backs, DeMarco and Derek, knew they were going to be there. 1-2 punch. The quote unquote exotic smash.
Terrible,
football.
Terrible name.
We can come up with a better one. We'll come up with it soon. But after that.
Antonio.
My boy Antonio.
Hilltoppers in the house.
Gotta love Antonio.
I was pretty shocked, not gonna lie. As a Western guy, I did not think he was gonna make the squad.
Oh, I know. I remember talking about it. I still love Antonio. I'm glad he made the roster. I think he's worked hard enough to deserve it. I think it's a guy that's a workhorse guy.
Yeah.
Someone that you can rely upon and be accountable for, I guess, during a game.
Yeah. He's a workhorse. Petrino needs to keep him in the stable. Then feed him ball 35, 40 times.
Yeah, no, not like last season. We don't need to feed him the rock, don't get me wrong. I'm all about DeMarco and Derek taking over the game.
Yeah.
However, we do see that with injuries, with running backs these days, you need a guy like Antonio Andrews. Bishop Sankey wasn't expendable.
He was
expendable. Dexter was expendable. I thought Dexter would make the roster just because for his punt returning abilities.
When Antonio went back there and returned those two kicks for like a combined like 30 yards, I thought there's no reason for him to be on the team. And he proved me wrong.
Yeah.
I thought that was his, like, one chance was him to be like, okay, we'll let you be the kickoff return guy. And he went out there, and he didn't
away. I think a lot of malarkeys played with him last year and how hard the kid worked with how bad the line was, how many patchwork players you had in there.
He's a great blocker.
Oh, absolutely a great blocker. I mean, the guy can play special teams, though. He's not going to return any kicks for you, but he's going to be a blocker on the punt return or kick return.
Can make tackles on kickoff.
He can make tackles on the kickoff. He can be one of your second or third outside guys.
I'm all about it.
Antonio, got to love him. I mean – I wanted Antonio. I just didn't expect to get rid of Dexter, too. But then that's why you say you keep Trey McBride. But that's another point. On to the wide receivers. I think the biggest shock was that Harry and Andre both made the squad out of that group.
So I wasn't shocked. The way Kendall only practice one time? You had to keep Harry. He's the other slot guy.
Yeah, he's going to be your fourth receiver.
And then when without DGB and without Justin, I mean, you got to have somebody that can – some physical presence, and that's Andre. The biggest surprise to me, once again, was Mark Mirianni. Like, people in Nashville, for whatever reason, like, love Mark Mirianni, and I really don't understand why.
He's just a nice guy. Like, he's been super appreciative of what the Titans have done for him over the years. I mean, I don't know what else to say about the guy. I mean, he's just super down to earth.
There's
super
no
humble.
More talented out there.
Well, you asked why people in Nashville like him. I mean,
saying, like, we like anointed this guy. He's going to be the fifth receiver. He's going to catch punts and kick. He might return one for 20 yards all year. I think Dex had a better return average last year than he did. I don't have the numbers in front of me. We should look that up because I'm pretty sure he does.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
I'm saying there's no one else out there that's more exciting. Or
yeah.
When we punt to Mark Mirianni, is any team going to be like, all right, guys, watch out for 87? No. He's 87 now, by the way.
He is 87. Yeah. And I don't disagree with your statement. I think that you could have kept a Dex or a Trey, who's a younger guy, instead of Mark Mirianni. Of course.
They just don't want mistakes. I mean, Mark will catch it. But.
Right, and they don't want the mistakes. I mean, that has to be the only reasoning for bringing the guy back and getting rid of a Trey McBride and a Dexter McCluster.
I'm just saying that everyone that got cut, veterans that got cut, whatever, practice squad players, there's got to be someone more exciting out there to return kicks. There has to be. I mean, I'm surprised there's not someone on the roster that's more qualified than Mark Mirianni. Parrish Cox can't get back there and return a punt?
Yeah, and give Kevin Byard a chance.
I think they tried, but he just looked kind of out of position when he was doing
it. He's going to be returning punts. He's the leading punt returner right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's going to be doing that so far. But moot point, hopefully that's not the thing that's going to make or break our season.
Yeah.
He's a kick returner. Hopefully
I hope not.
I hope not either. But wide receivers, you still got Rashard. Tajay, of course. He's going to be a stud. I traded for him in one of my fantasy leagues, actually. Big, big shocking trade, by the way. Big shocking trade. Antonio Brown and Kevin White for Julio and Tajay. I think I won out on that one.
In the other one you're in?
Yeah, in my other league, yeah.
Okay. So I'm trying to trade my brother for Tajay. And he's not having it.
Yes, everyone. John and I are in the same fantasy league together. We did have our draft last night.
Yes.
I think my team is going to be better than his.
He's wrong.
That's another story.
Sorely mistaken.
John thinks he's great because he won last year, but it's a whole new year.
Say that again?
Whole new ball game.
Say what you just said again.
We won't have to talk
about
it.
Who won last year?
I forgot. But Andre.
So who's your one and two receivers?
Oh, Rashard and Tajay. Sure.
Over Andre, you would have Rashard Matthews out there.
I would. He's quicker. He has more. The guy's quicker. He has more of an upside. Love Andre. Sure-handed. Put him out there as your third receiver and maybe move Rashard or move Tajay into the slot if you can. I mean, that's what Harry's there for.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have the sure hands and an Andre Johnson out there than a Harry Douglas.
I think Andre looked better in the preseason than Matthews did. I think Matthews only had like two or three catches. One was
I think he wasn't thrown to either. If you look at his targets, they weren't very high.
He had that one catch against the Dolphins, and that was about the only one I really remember.
How much do first teamers play in comparison? We both know that question. And Tajay got a lot of balls thrown his way in that second game. I mean, figuratively coming in, if you look at Rashard Matthews and Tajay Sharpe, Rashard Matthews is the number one receiver. This is the only guy you know anything about.
Yeah.
You have this rookie fifth round out of UMass. You're not going to guard the kid.
Yeah.
Well, now people know about Tajay Sharpe. It's going to be a little different. But coming in, I mean, you give the guy you signed for a whole bunch of money that's not in his last legs the opportunities to grow. So last but not least, you got Harry Douglas. I mean, Harry is Harry. I think we've seen, I mean, his best years were in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Best and number three receiver, maybe a two if you're lucky.
I think he's a slot guy.
I think we can use him in that. I mean, hopefully Kendall comes back, you know, only takes him a week or two.
Yeah, I'm kind of pretty low on Kendall.
As of right now, I can't disagree with you because it's his contract year. Guy's got to get his butt on the field.
I don't think he cares. I think I don't think football is a big deal to him anymore.
It hurts for me to say, but I agree. I completely agree.
I just don't think he cares. He's talented.
Very. We need more of the guy.
I just don't think he cares.
You got to have more of the guy. Draft him in the first round. He's been your only staple receiver for the past 3-4 years.
Yeah.
You got to have more out of the guy. I just can't believe he's not back on the field. If he's not wanting to make this money, he's in this dang contract year.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he cares. I think he wants out of Nashville bad, too. I think he wants to go somewhere else and get the ball a lot.
It's not a bad take. Not a bad take. Thoughts on Kendall being gone after this year, no matter what?
Gone.
Right now, he's gone.
Gone.
No matter how the Titans do, he is out of here.
Yes.
That's hot, John. That's hot right there. All right, on to the tight ends.
All right.
You know we got our boy Delanie Walker.
Stud.
Always and forever will be a stud, in
absolute,
my opinion.
Absolute stud.
You don't put up numbers like that if you're not a stud. Anthony Fasano, a traveler of sorts.
A domer.
He is a domer. He's going to be sure hands for you with Craig Stevens retiring.
He's also a really good blocker.
He's going to be your best blocker that you have. He's a good guy to be on the other side, take up space, maybe run a backside route to get open on a pass play if need be. But obviously, he's your third or fourth guy in the pecking order when you're looking to cross. Yes. And always will be. Philip Supernaw. I thought he really came along last year. I was very impressed with the time that he had. He made some acrobatic plays, made some good catches, had a couple touchdowns.
Yeah.
My thing with Philip Supernaw is how would he be doing on another roster? I really think it's hard to judge, especially a young guy, without a solid team around him, no matter what you do.
I think he's a great blocker. He's got a little, he's got some dog in him for sure. You'll see him. He's a little chippy after play, and he'll shove people.
Absolutely.
So on special teams, I think that was his big thing. He'll get down there, and he'll make the tackle, do what he has to do. And then when his number's called, he will go out there and catch a pass over the middle. So, yeah.
I agree about that. Always like it. But coming in hot, we got a couch sectional update from our boy, Peter Antonelli. Got to find Peter's quote real quick on our boy, Jace Amaro, the new signing.
Yeah.
John, what are your initial thoughts?
Big dude, 6'5", 2-something. Stud at Texas Tech, caught 100 balls one year. He's more of a glorified receiver. He's not really Malarkey's kind of blocking tight end. He's more of a, glorified receiver. He'll go out there and catch some balls for you. He's coming off an injury, right? He was hurt most of last season.
I'm not adverse to having a guy like that as our fourth tight end. I'm not at all. But the hot take from our boys up in New York, from Mr. Peter Antonelli, he was a second-round pick back in the day for the Jets. 106 grabs as a junior at Texas Tech. Underperformed, missed last year with a shoulder injury, and the Jets cut ties for two seasons. Titans claimed him quick. Peter's got a high hopes for the guy.
Seems to be on board. If you look at the guy, he looks like he's a football. He looks like a big dude. Go out there and make some plays for you. I don't know much about him. I haven't seen much.
Looks like he has some physical attributes for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those ex-basketball players back in the day.
He's athletic.
For sure. Now onto the line. I think we all knew what was happening with 4 out of the 5 spots.
Yeah.
But we got Quentin Spain finally solidified. What's your thoughts on Quentin?
I'm not down on him, but I think there are a lot of guards out there that are probably better than Quentin Spain.
I agree with that.
He's
got lots of proof.
He won the job outright, so good for him. If Malarkey's on board, John Arms is on board, I say let's see how far we'll go.
We got to have some continuity there.
For sure.
The line's been the biggest issue for this team for the past 3 years. When you're losing When you're losing 3 to 4 linemen, though, every year.
Yeah.
Think about Roos and Stewart's last year. They both got hurt. Those are our bookend tackles. Then you have to try to draft Lawan, and then you bring in Michael Orr, who is absolute garbage.
Thanks, Rustin.
But then he shows, and then he goes on to Carolina and goes to a dang Super Bowl.
Well, I don't think he was the reason Carolina went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, heck no, he wasn't. But it's funny to me how you can place a guy in a situation and he doesn't look as bad, obviously.
Yeah.
The mistakes aren't as big because everyone else is able to make up for him.
Well, I think a big part of that is Carolina will bring in 2 tight ends and block. They'll have a running back chip or whatever. Titans wouldn't do that. He was out there on an island.
He was on an island a lot, especially under Ken Wisenhunt's scheme. It's that run and gun, third of the sideline, big arm kind of offense. You're throwing the football all the time. So I agree with you on that. He probably wasn't suited well best for it. That's probably very, very true. So we only kept 3 linemen besides that, being Tritola, Dennis Kelly. And, of course, Brian Schwenke. Only keeping 8 for the year. I hope that we don't have to pick up a bunch of dudes like we did last year. I mean, we found Quentin Spain out of it. I will say that. But we can't have the carousel.
Well, I think we got better across the board on the offensive line for sure.
And if you think about it, we only really brought in one guy, who was Jack Conklin. Ben, of course.
Yeah,
but I was going to get to him. He solidifies the whole thing.
Yeah.
Ben Jones is really making this line a lot better, at least so far in the preseason. I mean, we got to get out there to week one to see what really happens. Like you said, football that matters.
Yeah.
When we get there, I think this line's going to be a lot better. Ben Jones makes this team so much better.
They look better. The eye test says they look a lot better.
Does Houston take a step back losing a Ben Jones?
I don't know much about the offensive lineman at Houston, but he looked like he was a solid football player from what I've seen.
Just losing a leader in general. I mean, the center's the leader
veteran,
in the offensive line.
Veteran presence, being able to call out the audibles, tell everybody where to go on line is a huge deal, especially with all those linebackers moving around in the NFL, bouncing around side to side. You don't never know where they're coming from. To have the one guy in the middle will be able to, you know, be able to help recognize what's going on and check to what they need to get into.
I think
it's a huge deal. Yeah,
and that guy only missed what, 4 or 5 games in the past 4 years.
Tough, smart football players. That's what we're looking for.
Got to grind them out. Got to grind out some wins. I mean, I'm saying 8-8. I'm still knocking on wood, but I'm 8-8, baby. Now to the D line. I don't think there was really any shocks on the defensive line whatsoever.
I would agree. Kind of the same old.
Your 3 starters going to be Daquan, Al Woods, Jarrell Casey. Oh, God, I love
Jarrell Casey. I think Daquan took huge steps this year. Looks like he's going to be someone to keep an eye on for sure. And that might free up Jarrell to do his thing a little bit more.
I think a lot of this season, a lot of what Jarrell can do hinges on the first 4 to 5 games of what Daquan can do.
Yes.
Because we're going into the season right now. You know teams are going to be scouting against Jarrell. He's really all we have on the defensive line right now. So you're going to be keying on that guy. You know, Al Woods is not there to make any sacks. Al Woods is there to run stuff and take up some blockers when he can.
Yeah, he's the nose.
That's what he's there for.
Yeah.
Right? If Daquan can produce, get a couple sacks, maybe some tackles for loss, do some things to that defensive line, I completely agree with you. I think Jarrell could be opened up and he can have a monster year because people have to worry about Daquan now.
Yeah.
But those 4 to 5 games, I think, are very, very pivotal on how this season plays out
for that defensive line. I would agree with that.
After that, you got Angelo Blackson, the kid at Auburn. Haven't really seen much out of him, but hopefully he can make some plays this year. You have Austin Johnson, the pick out of Penn State.
Yeah.
Daquan's boy, of course. And the one guy that I've been really surprised hasn't taken that next step or taken that next step is Carl Klug.
He's a role player. He does his – He's a 6th man off the bench. He's a role player. He does what he has to do.
But he makes plays. You know,
he
does,
but he doesn't make – he's undersized. I think why he doesn't play as many snaps as the other guys do. He's a little bit smaller.
You're not wrong on that.
Probably a little bit slower, I would assume.
Probably.
It was 40 time.
Just love the sure-handedness of the guy.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like a steady 6th man off the bench comes in, does what he has to do. That's how good teams get better. They have players that have – play their position, do their thing, what they need to get done. And that helps out the stars to go make the plays that they need to make.
Being behind Jarrell doesn't help the guy at all. Doesn't help him at all. But I do love Carl Klug. He's a David Bass, essentially, in terms of making plays.
Yeah.
But has been doing it for longer. Has been making those sure-handed tackles.
The Bruce Bowen of the Titans.
I would agree with that. It was a good one. Next, we got the linebackers. Again, not a big surprise there. You got Wesley Avery on the inside, them Kentucky boys, which is odd to say, but I both think they'll be very good. I mean, again, I've talked about Avery enough. I think Avery's going to be a superstar.
I think Avery, yeah. I think he's in the – of the Ruston draft picks besides Marcus, I think Avery has looked the best, like, as far as growing over the years. Like, he has actually made, like, progressions and is still on the team, which is a big – thing with Ruston picks, a lot of them aren't on the team anymore.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
But yeah, he looks like a football player. He's got the size, seems to have like the wherewithal to know what's going on.
Got the heart,
being in the right place.
Tennessee boy too.
Tennessee boy.
I do love Tennessee guys coming back and trying to play for this team.
Yeah.
And making them better.
It's touching.
It is. It is touching, John. It is very touching. But Ozil on the inside, Derrick and Brian on the outside. Can't say much more than that. We've talked about it. I think Derek is in his year for progression. I think this is going to be a good year for him. I think they'll both have a decent.
I just hope they both stay healthy.
That's the big if.
Yeah.
Both of them. They're both.
Derek was hurt last year. Rackwell was hurt the year before when he was in Washington.
As long as Rackwell doesn't bench as much as he thinks he can, then we're fine because he keeps tearing his dang pec. I mean, I don't know how a guy tears his pec, two, three different times?
I don't know. It sounds awful, though.
Yeah, it does sound very painful.
No, I would.
I can't say I want to deal with that ever in my life. However, just don't do it again.
Yeah.
Just don't go out there and bench press.
Save it for the field, bro.
Pounds.
Save it for the field.
Yeah. And the guy's like got all the records at Texas for their weightlifting records. And he's had them for years. It's stupid. I mean,
he's a monster.
Yeah, absolutely. But behind that, I think this is where you go into an injury perspective and how you can evaluate someone who's young with an injury. Kevin Dodd. We haven't seen much out of Kevin Dodd, but yet he still makes his roster.
I think they're high on Kevin Dodd. I don't really know why. I mean, at Clemson, he seemed to be a stud. It seems also like the size, like he looks the part.
Again,
me.
You got
to
think he's playing across from Shaq Lawson, though, too. Who's playing across a good player. That's my Derek Morgan theory, if you will, that someone can play just as well because you have to key on someone else. I mean, that's why I think Derek Morgan's going to have a good year. But, so that's what we're seeing with Kevin Dodd here.
I'm saying if you have Kevin Dodd as your fourth or fifth guy coming off the edge, you have a solid linebacking core.
He's our third. He's our third or fourth guy right now.
So that's it.
On this roster. Fourth or fifth. I think it'll be got a boy, David Bass. He's the backup.
Another playmaker.
Playmaker extraordinaire.
Yeah.
You saw him in the Raiders game. I mean, the guy's just where he needs to be. I don't understand it.
I don't understand why more players can't do that.
It's like the guy has an electromagnetic field around him, and he just, the ball just comes to him. It's it just attracts. It's unbelievable.
He makes plays.
Always does.
Hey, smart physical football players. Going to beat that into the round.
Have to. I mean, that's what this team is built on. It's hard, smash mouth football. I mean, guys are going to hit you in the teeth and not say sorry about it.
Yep.
And then you have the two guys you signed this past offseason to be some depth, Sean Spence and Nate Palmer.
Sean Spence, all I really know about him is that ungodly hit he unloaded.
Ungodly hit. But yeah. Sean playing in a Pittsburgh defense, though, that definitely helps. I mean, they're still running his Dick scheme up there.
Similar
so
for sure, yeah.
Definitely helps. Nate Palmer, I really don't know much about. I want to say he started a little bit for Green Bay. And, again, still playing behind Wesley. But
once again, I think we got better across the board at linebacker.
I agree with that. And across the board, we are a better football team.
I agree because there's more depth.
We've talked about it all. That was one of our first comments we ever made.
Yeah.
Doing the TNT Sports Show was the depth of this roster and how different it is and how weird it is to see this depth. So the DBs, one of the last things we're getting into here, no real surprises there either.
Cody Riggs.
You called it. Mr. Cody Riggs making the squad.
He makes plays, dude. He can tackle. Another one of those guys that can, do his job. I think that's what Malarkey and Robinson are looking for is people that do the old Patriot. I guess it's the Patriot. And John Robinson, do your job. It's that simple.
Do your job.
Justin Hunter didn't do his job.
DGB.
Bishop Sankey didn't do his job.
DGB.
Didn't do his job.
Get out of town. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And it's a cutthroat business. You know, it's how life is as well. If you're not performing in your industry in whatever field you work in, you're going to get let go.
That's life, yeah.
No matter what you do.
Yeah.
And the fact that I guess it is weird to say, bringing that into a football perspective because there are so many things that can be different. But why can't you take the same approach? And why can't these kids learn and put every focus and every ounce of effort into a playbook, into knowing your routes, into running everything? I mean, this is your job. It's all you do.
Yeah. How would you pay millions for it?
Millions of dollars for it. More than most people will make in their entire lifetimes. But yet we still have people like Doyle Green Beckham who doesn't know the dang playbook.
I mean, I want to get into all this. This thing we can go talk for days about this. But I do kind of get it with young 20, 21-year-old kids that have never had money get $15 million to go play the game that they've – I mean, I would – at 21 years old, I wouldn't have read the playbook as hard as I probably should have read the playbook.
Maybe
probably would have gone out all the time.
Oh, yeah. You're probably not thinking about your career in the long –
Exactly. They don't care. And, lot of these guys, a lot of them came from, nothing. They've never had money ever. And then, boom, they're loaded.
And you're right. I just – my thought process on that is how in the heck can you not think about a future? That just blows my mind.
I understand what you're saying.
It just blows my mind.
But 21-year-old Gerald given $15 million, he might. Well,
21-year-old Gerald was just thinking about graduating college. Like, that was my only goal at the time. If it would have been to play football for 4 years, I would have focused on playing football for 4 years.
Yeah.
It's the same perspective. It's the same ideal. Like, when these guys go to college.
I'm not saying I condone it. I'm just saying I understand to an extent why some of these guys are like, whatever.
You're right. You're giving him a cop-out, John, but that's fine. We're not going to worry about that here.
Hey,
but
tough, smart football players.
tough, smart football players. So, Rashad Johnson, tough, smart football player. Alabama boy. That's safety. Obviously have Denoris Searcy on the side.
I think he's a big question mark going into the season.
Denoris?
I mean, he's obviously like the starter right now, but he didn't do a lot last year. And the secondary was bad last year.
I think he was more of our sure things that we had. He was one of the better.
What was a dumpster fire last year? Well, I mean, I'm saying he didn't like jump off the film or anything. Like, whoa, there goes Denoris Searcy. It's kind of like, oh, Denoris got a pick against the Colts. I forgot he's on the team.
Unfortunately, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I agree with that. I mean, he makes plays in the run game, which would you strongly say he's supposed to do.
I guess question mark wasn't the right term, but he needs. I don't know.
Pick it up, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you're hoping that your defensive backs don't have to have many tackles at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what your hope is for a team. When your safety's leading your team in tackles, like Michael Griffin did 2 years ago, you're garbage. You are garbage.
Yeah.
Like, that means that that either running backs or wide receivers or quarterbacks are getting to the third level every other play.
Yeah, that's trouble.
So, with that being said, hopefully those guys don't have to make a lot of tackles. Hopefully they're just making plays in the air and we'll be fine. I don't have to worry about that. But behind them, Damien Stafford and Kevin Byard. I like Byard. I really do.
Yeah.
I think he's got a lot of potential. Damien, I don't know. I'm kind of stuck on Damien to where I just don't really care about the guy anymore. I haven't seen anything out of him. We got to keep bringing guys in that are in front of him.
Well, I think he is a special teams guy for sure. I think that's where he makes his living, is getting out there and make tackles on punt and kickoff and stuff. I mean, they liked him more than Huff. Let Huff go. I think he hits hard when he gets.
He does hit hard.
When he plays out there, he does make huge hits. He also, I think he, I don't think he can cover very well. I think that's probably his biggest knock, is he can't like line up one-on-one and cover.
Yeah, he's not the best. He's not the best in coverage, that's for sure. He's really not. I mean, you're hoping that him at safety, he's just, you know, he's making plays in the run game, he's making hard hits, he is being in coverage when he needs to be, but your last line of defense is obviously you're free. I mean, we all know that, so.
Well, he's just on the team for special teams. I don't think they're hoping he gets a lot of playing time.
I agree, but it's to that point, though. It's to the do your job, like, in progressing. Like, we need certain guys to progress on this roster to be a successful football team, and I want that at Damien Stafford. Like, I like what the kid brings to the table. It's just putting the whole game together.
Yeah.
And then you have Antoine Blake, Bryce McCain on the outsides as the backups. You sign those guys for depth. You're not going to really get much out of me on those two.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Valentino Blake.
Yeah, that was weird.
Valentino. He's going under a new name now. So make sure everyone knows that, Valentino Blake. And then Cody Riggs and LeSean Sims. You know, hopefully, you know, those guys are just special teamers. Don't see the field much on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, they're there for depth, special teams.
Absolutely there for depth and special teams. But Sam Bradford, like we said, do we praise the guy? Like, do we bow down to him?
I don't know. I mean, I have mixed feelings. If I was a Rams or Eagles fan, I would probably hate the guy.
Have to.
But for as a man striving to, like, make money, I can't but just be in awe of who is his agent? Because he's making a killing, too.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Good for that guy.
Huge, huge.
I would
killer.
Sign who if I'm an NFL player. I'm signing Sam Bradford's
that
agent.
That agent right away.
Yeah,
like you said, he was the reason why they don't guarantee quarterbacks as much money as they do anymore.
Exactly.
He is literally that reason. So it obviously changes our perspective of what this game will be. Obviously, with Sam Bradford at quarterback, I mean, we talked about Sean Hill last week.
Well, I still think that there's no way Sam Bradford's ready. First of all, like.
Sorry.
There's no way.
Sorry, let me stop you there. The crap that Mike Zimmer is like putting out there that, oh, we're going to pick a quarterback in, you know, 3 days. We're going to let him go through camp. We're going to battle it out and blah, blah, blah. Are you kidding me? The fact that it's a battle at all says Sam Bradford's going to start. In my opinion, it's Sam Bradford's going to start. You trade a first and fourth round pick for the guy. You're obviously not confident in Sean Hill, and so you have to start the guy.
I'm just saying there's no way that guy has the playbook in and out. Like,
oh, I agree
regular offense, 2-minute offense, 4-minute offense, hurry-up offense, there's no way that guy's ready to play.
Oh, it changes
they might
everything.
Throw him out there and be like, all right, good luck, Sam. Go make that money, but there's no way he's ready.
Oh, I agree with that. I completely agree with that. And that's why you changed yours from an L to a dub.
That is why.
But, hey, it'd be a nice rocking Sunday of football in Nashville, Tennessee.
If cool weather on Sunday.
Oh, this time of
beautiful
the year.
Beautiful afternoon.
Here, this time here in Nashville is the best.
Come out. I'm sure there are still tickets available.
It's a good question. It's a good question. I'm sure there are. You're probably right. However, Sam's the biggest part of this. So, the biggest point of focus I think the Titans could exploit for this game. We've talked about it all year, and we've talked about how great it can be, but it's the running game. Even if you look at Minnesota's depth chart, their secondary is great. You have Xavier Rhodes, you have Harrison Smith, you have an aging Terrence Newman, but that in their linebacking core of an Everson Griffin, an Anthony Barr, and a Chad Greenway, Griffin's the defensive end, but I think the area we can exploit would potentially be the run. I think the run game is what we need to exploit, especially with our young receivers, our young Tajay Sharp and Rashard Matthews, who's still relatively young, I guess.
When you said what to watch, the first thing I wrote down was our O-line versus their D-line. So I think that's literally where the Titans are going to make their bread and butter. If our O-line cannot protect Marcus or open up running lanes for those two backs, it's going to be a long afternoon and a long season.
Oh, I think it's going to be the focal point of the entire season is what that offensive line can
exactly.
do. Exactly. Regardless of what. Who we have receiver wise, or who we have at running back? I mean,
everyone's talking about DeMarco and Derrick Henry, but I mean, if you know Ben Jones can't block the guy in front of him, we can't do it. DeMarco can't, you know, have a 75-yard touchdown.
No, he can't do anything. Yeah, you're
it's like that's right. The biggest thing to watch in the whole game is the way our offensive line is able to handle their front.
If we can play them well, we're gonna win the football game. That's for sure. We're gonna
that win. And. Be able to tackle Adrian Peterson.
AP is a big thing.
He is a monster.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I said Blair Walsh was gonna be something, but AP's gonna be my fantasy stud of the week.
He's gonna have 40-50 carries.
He's gonna be my player to watch on that side of the football. He's gonna be my fantasy stud of the week. AP makes or breaks this game.
Yeah.
On their side of the football, of course. I think we can do some things. I think that we could exploit their secondary. I think we could, but that also comes with a good running game. I think people need to be engaged. I think that our game needs to revolve around those 5-6 yard pop runs, the four, yep. like we've talked about, it's the smash mouth, right? When that happens, our receivers will be open. They'll open up. They'll give us single coverage on the outside. Those cornerbacks are going to want to play up, right? Yeah. They're going to want to be engaged in the run. Because of what we do. I mean, that's going to be the focal point of the season for sure, and I get that. But even more so with this football team we're playing here, with how good their secondary is, it has to be the main point of this football game.
My player to watch is actually a coach to watch. I think it's time for Dick LeBeau to show what Dick LeBeau is all about. It's been very vanilla in the preseason. A lot of people are saying, defense looks shaky, blah, 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 blah. Now there's no excuses. Dick LeBeau is going against a quarterback that's been there for 3 days or a quarterback that's been there for 2 years and hadn't played many games. So he needs to dial up whatever he needs to dial up. Let's see what we got out of the linebacking core, out of that.
Absolutely.
Those down linemen. I think he is the key to the Titans winning the game. Like a sack fumble or a pick or one of those picks where he disguised the corner come in and then he dropped off, or the linebacker come in. One of those plays, I think, could turn, swing the game.
Sam's
so
trying to get it out quick, and he throws a quick pick.
I think Dick LeBeau is the focal point of players, in quotations again, to watch.
I agree with that. That's an incredible, incredible point because of the fact that we don't know what we have in this defense. Well, we do know what we
have.
He's
been very vanilla with the play calling so
have.
Far.
But yes, of course, we talked about it. Vanilla. Yep. It's been vanilla so far. So we want to see, and then this is the first time Dick LeBeau has actually been a a DC again in 2 years.
Yeah, he's now calling the play. He didn't call the plays last year. He needs to call the plays this year.
Right. And he is calling the plays now. Maybe the old guy's got some fire left.
No, he does. Like I said before, he's 78 going on like 52. Like, you would have no idea how old he was. They did a piece on him on like Titans Online. He can like play the guitar and he can still like run, do like 100 push-ups. Like, he can do it all.
Like the Herschel Walker of, you know.
Probably on a smaller scale. But
yes. But in terms of how the guy. How,
yes,
how
he Herschel, can do it all. But the only thing we need him to do is confuse the hell out of Sam Bradford.
Yeah, you know, because you know Herschel always talk about how he got big because he just did, you know, 1,000 push-ups and 1,000 sit-ups every day. He didn't like work out or nothing. He like played sports and did that stuff every day.
I think genetics helped out Herschel Walker a lot.
Maybe. Old country boy workout right there. That's what Dick LeBeau does too. So we got your coach to watch. I've said my fantasy stud. Who's yours?
My fantasy stud. Well, since you want Adrian Peterson, was probably the obvious one. I'm gonna throw a Titan player.
Trying to call me out.
Throw a Titan player in there. I'm gonna say Delanie Walker. Delanie Walker's gonna have a big touchdown in this game. It's gonna be late. And we're gonna be down there. We're gonna need a score. We're gonna go to Delanie.
Oh, you're saying the
I'm saying not only will Delanie be a fantasy stud, he's gonna be the hero of the afternoon.
All right. Bold prediction. Very. I'm gonna talk about hot takes. That's like right off the stove.
All I got,
son.
The mic's hot. The mic's hot.
The right out of the campfire mic. I hope that's the case, man. I would love to see Delanie get the accolades the man deserves. Love to see the accolades.
I'd like to see him carry the momentum he had last year into this year because he killed last year.
Again, he got some accolades, and he did kill last year. But I think he deserves more than that. No one knows he had the most catches in it as a tight end last year. People still name any other guy before Delanie.
Small markets, man.
That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth, man. But I think Delaney's a good choice. I think AP's a good choice. I actually have Delanie in my other league that I talked about previously with that trade. My team name, I think it's pretty nice. Delanie Walker, Texas Ranger.
Classy.
I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty good. Thought of it myself. I'm sure it's been done before, but.
I'll give you the credit.
John, how are you feeling about your team going into this week?
I mean, so I drafted a lot of suspended players, injured players
Le'Veon
that
Bell.
Won't show up until
Jamal
later
Charles.
On in the season. So week one's not a huge
winning.
Deal for me.
And yet he can't play his best players.
Week one's not a huge deal. Or how you finish is kind of how my team's going to be, not how you start. So I think I'm playing the Rants this week. Daniel
okay.
Lawrence has – he drafted pretty well. He's a pretty good team.
Daniel knows what he's doing. He's been up there.
He's won the league before. So I'm not feeling super confident into week one out the gates. But like I said, what's up? My team's about finishing. It's all about how you finish.
Okay.
So week one's just a little blimp on our radar. We're looking
so if you lose
way
the third,
beyond that.
Lose first four, you're not worried.
We're not going to lose the first four.
We'll see, John.
I'll guarantee you're not going to lose the first four.
I think I got a pretty stacked roster over here. I think I'm making my way to the title.
I think
this
you're
year.
A little biased too towards your own team.
I mean, John, you heard the names.
I did hear the
You've
names.
You've heard the names. I mean,
when my A squad rolls into town. What's your team name? Delanie Walker, Texas Rangers.
No, that's the other league. This one is has to revolve around Butters from South Park.
Okay, so we probably can't say our names of our teams on the.
Probably not.
Okay, well, when my team plays your team is in trouble. When
John?
My A squad, my team.
Oh, your A
full,
squad.
When my full roster.
Oh, we're talking
can
about
play.
Roster. Full roster.
Yes, when everyone is off their suspensions and back from injuries and tweaks and whatever else. Team's in trouble. The whole league's in trouble. OG's the Pro League. We'll be mine again.
John, just say
back
what you
to
want.
Back. Like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon.
Like I'm on the cover? Oh, John. Oh, no. Oh, John. Just when my wide receivers, my tight ends, and everybody comes at you with full force, you're not going to know what hits you. I mean, I have a rotation of four guys right now who are all dynamite. You got a Demaryius Thomas, a Dez Bryant, a Doug Baldwin, like and a Larry Fitz. I mean, I know Larry Fitz is on his last leg, but look what he did last year. Come on. He's a spot starter for you.
Who do you play this week?
Oh, play Forster. The four star. Not a five star, but four star Forster. Don't know why he did that. Should have asked him if it was out of 10 or out of 5. But yeah, I'm not really worried about Forster, who drafted Brandon Marshall like sixth overall. No.
Well, we'll check in down the line and see where we're at.
It'll be a small segment here.
How far in the rear view you are.
So on to the line. As it stands as of right now, Bovada has, we talked about it last week, Bovada has the Minnesota Vikings favored by two. John?
Take the Titans cover. Two-tone blue to cover.
I'll take the Titans outright, baby.
Yeah, straight up.
Take them outright. Take them outright to get the dub, make some money, go home, have a good day. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think it's an easy thing for both of us, but Sam Bradford played a lot into that. Teddy getting hurt originally.
That shifted at first, but then I guess when it went back to even, I guess a lot of people started betting on the Vikings.
Oh, especially after the Sam Bradford.
That's what made it move
you had
back.
You had to think and make it move back. That's what you had to think. So, now what do we think about the rest of the AFC South? The division we got to win.
I think it's very mediocre across the board.
I love football. And I love the NFL because you got to win your division to get anywhere. And I think it's up for grabs this year. I really do.
Who are the three teams that are three teams what? The Texans. Colts and Jacks.
The three teams that are very well. So, Houston is at home to Jay Cutt, anchor down, and Chicago Bears.
What's the line on that one?
Bovada has it at 6.5. To the Texans, his favorites. They are at home.
Well, I hope, because I have DeAndre Hopkins. Hope the Texans ball out, but
I don't know.
I don't know enough about the Bears. I'm going to say Texans at home. First game, I'm going to take the Texans.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I don't think you can have the Bears.
Bears are a huge question mark. They sucked last year.
Yeah, they're a huge.
I wanted to pick Jacob, but I rationalized in my head I couldn't do it.
Love Jay Cutt. Brought a lot to the old university down here in Nashville. However, not the greatest of NFL quarterbacks. He's been very decent, I would give him.
Of that draft, he's been the best quarterback.
Of his draft, yes. I mean, longevity one. Bada bing, there you go.
VY,
when you're in class with those two clowns. But I did like Vince Young when he was here.
Okay, who the Colts got?
The Colts.
Who the Jaguars got?
The Jags are playing the Pack this week.
Okay, easy no-brainer there.
Yeah, I mean, the Pack is a 6-road favorite.
Take them.
Oh, absolutely.
Take them at 10.
Take them at 10?
I'll take them at 10.
Okay, interesting. I don't know if I'd take them at 10. And then the Colts this week... At home to the Calvin Johnson-less Detroit Lions.
What's it on that one?
Indy 3.5 home favorite.
I take the Colts in that one. So I picked two division winners. I think both Colts and Texans are going to win and cover. Jaguars are going to get smoked. Ran out of their facility probably.
I'm interested to see how that goes. I'm really interested to actually see how it goes.
A lot of hype around the Jags.
A lot of hype. Again, they're putting a lot of faith in a lot of young guys. So, they got talent, for sure. They got a lot of talent. I just think this is a man's game, and those guys are going to have to learn a lot really quickly on the defensive side of the football. But, I think that about does it for this installment of the TNT Sports Show, the Couch to Couch production. Guys, we've got a lot of stuff coming out for you. Coming up on the waiver wire, if you will. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Get on Podomatic, see our sites. Listen to our guys up in New York, the original Jets Couch Scouts.
One love. Tighten up.
Tighten up, y'all. Have a good week. Come back and see us next week.
That was a long one.
Didn't say any like Titan player. I don't think I drafted a Titan player.